This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem Media Group flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, plus 1380 The Biz here in Tampa, Florida. We also broadcast across America on our Salem Media Group affiliates and leading independent radio stations all across the country. The Captain's America Third Watch is now nationally syndicated via the GCN Live Radio Network on the Westwood One XDS satellite. And thanks to all of our military men and women listening to us tonight around the world, plus our first responders too, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers for your service to America. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, we are your voice on the radio helping you get through the night. Thanks for what you're doing. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, or on Twitter at Captains America. Joining us right now, Ron Edwards, the RonEdwards.com website guy and the Edwards Notebook Man. Hello.
Yes, hello there.
Time to say the pledge. Ready?
Yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, even though it's getting a little bit more difficult every day to figure that one out, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, unfortunately.
Now, let's start out by taking a look at what's going on in Virginia. I don't even know where to start. We got the governor in big trouble, the lieutenant governor in big trouble, being accused by a woman of sexual assault, and also the attorney general, who's number three in the list, in big trouble for a blackface deal that he did. And now we're down to number four, which is a Republican. What's going on there?
Well, it seems like a lot of bad choices were made during the election process in that great state, Commonwealth. And in the two cases, in the case with the alleged sexual assault, we've got to let the system play out and see if the guy is really guilty or not. And with the blackface deals, you know, I think those situations, the blackface, in my opinion, that is not the real problem here. I think the governor is much worse as a politician or an office holder, supporting the infanticides, killing babies even after birth. I think that is a lot more egregious as far as his actions and beliefs as a governor than something he did, 30 years ago in blackface.
Well, what they're doing right now is the Democrats are trying to run away from the infanticide, and they're trying to, because they've created problems for themselves by going after Republicans with racist things, and now they got racism right in their face, and that's what they seem to be going after while they try to get away from and back away from the infanticide. I don't know how that'll work out, but I will tell you this. The president's speech the other night, Choosing Greatness, it kind of says it all. To me, when you get 97% of the Republicans in one poll that agreed with the president, 82% of the independents agreed with the president, 76% of all those in a CBS news poll that agreed with the president. The Democrats have got a real problem when that's stuck in their face.
Yeah, I think Democrats, it was around 30% in one poll that I saw.
Right.
Overall, I thought it was a great speech. He hit on the right points. I thought it was fantastic. As far as his support for America, he did it the right way. And when I saw the great white-out females sitting on their behinds, the only thing they cheered for was for themselves.
Well, of course.
And ironically, you know how women are always depicted as being much nicer than men, they're kinder and all of that, but it was they who did not support at all, one iota of support from that group when the president spoke from a pro-life perspective.
That's because they're not pro-life, and you know it.
Absolutely.
And Nancy Pelosi sat up there to make sure. I watched her with her hand.
Yes, she was like a conductor.
Yeah, she was up there, no, down, 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 like that. You could see her. She was almost saying it out loud, you know, because her lips were trying to move. And then, of course, when it was time to get up, and it was hilarious when he talked about all the women that were now in Congress, and he said that. And she took the things in her hand and put them down real quick and started doing the up, up, up like that. She almost fell over. Pence had to reach out and kind of put his hand there to guide her.
Yeah. She looked like someone, did you see the big pieces of paper she kept looking at? Looked like she was at a restaurant trying to order.
Well, it looked like a menu, I know, but those were her notes as to what she wanted to pick apart things.
Yeah, but there wasn't anything anyone could really pick apart. There was very little.
Oh, they did.
The fact check. And
they did. And by the way, their fact check was not a fact check. Did you hear about that one?
Well, I heard
NPR,
about
NPR Radio did a fact check right after the speech.
Yeah.
All wrong.
Yeah, it wasn't based
all
in
wrong.
Reality.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Yeah, so, like I said, in fact, it was the best State of the Union speech since one of the Ronald Reagan ones.
Well, I'll go back all the way to Ronald Reagan and tell you that this was as good, if not better, than anything Ronald Reagan ever said, because this was all about America. This was all about choosing greatness. This was all about not being involved with a party one way or the other. It was involved with the agenda of the American people, which is why I keep telling everybody on this program, we're all Americans first. Nothing else matters.
And that's the doggone truth.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. I got the music coming. Okay, folks, I'll be right back with Ron Edwards. He is a host of the Edwards Notebook. You hear it played on my weekend show all the time. And you also hear it on different shows and programs around the country during the week. Now, I will be right back with Ron Edwards. We've got a lot more to talk about, so don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our very good friends at Moss Family Automotive. I was up at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey yesterday, got a chance to shake the hands with a veteran and his wife that were there buying a vehicle. They were buying a Nissan Murano because the captain sent them, and they got a chance to meet me. And I didn't even know they were in the building because I found out about it when Carrie, my favorite sales girl, stopped me and said, "Hey, Captain, come here. I want to introduce you to somebody." And she introduced me to them, and lo and behold, they were there because of me buying a brand-new Moss Nissan Murano. And I want to thank them very much, Jan and Bill, husband and wife, and very happy to meet your acquaintance, and hope you have a lot of fun with that. And oh, the better part of the equation was they were from Valdosta, Georgia. Another couple from Valdosta, Georgia. They love us in Georgia. They love Moss in Georgia because, and all around the country, because of the four words I'm about to tell you: you serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, you all get preferred pricing, saving you thousands of dollars on a brand new vehicle. Now, Moss Nissan has two locations: Crystal River, Newport Richey. They also have Moss Family Chevrolet in Northdale Mabry in Tampa, in the Carrollwood section of Tampa. And they've got the Moss Wholesale to the Public store at Homosassa Springs, where you get wholesale prices on certified pre-owned used vehicles. And they are top-notch vehicles there, too. I saw a bunch of them yesterday. Okay, Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook guy, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Adam Shifty Schiff is back at it again. He's reopened the Russian probe. And right away, he sent all the testimony from all the witnesses, all those files, to special counsel Robert Mueller. I don't know what he's thinking, but at this late stage of the game, would he actually go through and look at all that again?
I would think not, but you never know, because look how long it's gone so far.
Mm-hmm.
And Shifty Shift is just on a madman mission to take down Donald Trump, whether it's true or not. This is a battle of philosophy, and they're trying to use anything and everything that they can muster together to try to take down Trump. And even if I believe that most of it is probably not true, but trying to create an atmosphere of negativity through this investigation. So they're willing to waste the time and, more importantly, the money to continue this wasteful.
And how about Schiff himself? He's been caught in a bunch of exaggerations or stretches of the truth. I won't call them lies, but actually they have been. But he's been caught in a whole bunch of his own exaggerations. And how is that working out for these people?
I don't think it's going to be working out very well in the long run. As long as Trump continues doing the job that he's doing and remains focused, and if more Republicans would do the same, I think that in the long run, people like Schiff and others who basically are running on lies, they will fade. As long as the Republicans start would join Trump and really start doing their jobs and focusing on America and bettering our country, Schiff, the natural thing would happen. The effectiveness of Adam Schiff and Schiff, rather, and all of the others would peter out.
Now, there's something going on in Venezuela right now that we started to see yesterday. We'll start with the blockade of the bridge from Colombia, the port of entry from Colombia coming into Venezuela. They blockaded 9 lanes of traffic, most of which would have been truck traffic, bringing supplies into Colombia, certainly bringing in aid for the folks in Venezuela. But Maduro and his military, their reason for blocking it was the majority of it was coming from the United States.
Well, it doesn't matter where it's coming from, especially now. The people of Venezuela are suffering.
Starving.
And they don't have to be. This is the thing. The ironic thing is that Venezuela used to be one of the great economies of our hemisphere.
It was.
And now, under communism, it's destroyed. It can be rebuilt once the dictator is gone. But here's the deal. This is just a physical ramification of what communists, what socialists, what they do all the time. They block things from people. They block opportunities. They block. And rather than allowing this aid to come into its to the people, and strengthen the people, he would rather they starve to death and be in a position too weak to overthrow his administration. This guy is a piece of work that should be, he needs to be gone. I'll put it back to you that way.
Well, they're working on some deals here to try to get him out of there. A lot of it has to do with billions of dollars, including money that he may have gotten by other than legal means, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. And he needs to be gone as soon as possible, because not only because of what he's doing to his people, but because of his relationship with Iran, Cuba, China, and Russia. And they're bringing in their stuff into our hemisphere.
And they have 23,000 Cuban soldiers that are in Venezuela to supplement the military that's there, plus doing other things related to the government.
Yeah.
And, you know, what's going to happen to them if we go in there, if the people revolt? Are the Cuban soldiers going to be out on the street? Probably.
Yeah.
Hezbollah, too, by the way. Hezbollah.
Oof. And the longer we wait to do something, the more difficult it will be when we're forced to do something.
All right, well, let's talk about what's going to happen by the end of the week. Senator Marco Rubio came out yesterday and said that Venezuela's President Guaido will be naming a new CITGO board this week. Now, there were a number of military generals on that board, and they were taking the money that they were getting and using it to pay part of the military. Now, some of the military is now going unpaid there in Venezuela, which is going to take, and already has, some of those people. They've turned their allegiance from Maduro to the new president. Don't know how that's exactly going to work out. But the fact of the matter is, the military not being able to get the money, what was $11 billion is now reportedly $13.5 billion being held in the United States by the State Department. They will not release it until Venezuela gets a stable government with Mr. Guaido in charge. So we've got a situation there that's just not going to go away.
Well, it's not going to go away until the dictator is gone, until the communist man is deposed finally, and they have to maintain their grip on this money, because he's going to name, I think the interim president is going to name a new governance board very soon as well.
Yeah.
Probably as early as today or maybe tomorrow.
Right. That's what I just said. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So,
all right. Let's have some fun with Pocahontas. Senator Elizabeth Warren, documents were released this week that when she was in Texas, joining the Texas bar, she actually wrote on the paper that she was an American Indian, which is not true. This is going back, what, 30 years ago, thereabouts?
Yeah. Yeah.
So they can't really do anything about it. But isn't that something?
Well, it just shows a bit of dishonesty, disingenuous behavior to try to take advantage of I think of crooked laws in the beginning, favoring minorities and all of that garbage instead of just focusing on the most qualified students. And so that's another matter. And someone of her stature to take advantage of that type of situation and lie like a rug is just horrible. And what concerns me is if she's willing to lie in that regard, what else is she lying about when it comes to policy, when
Plenty.
It comes to governance?
Plenty. Now, I want to talk, before we run out of time, about the Mexico governor in the Coachella state down there, which is between Laredo and Fort Stockton south. It's a pretty large chunk of the Mexican border with Texas. And he's come out and said, no more migrants, no more caravans. We can't handle them because the last caravan that split off went into his state, and they're sitting there waiting to come across the more porous Texas border.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. It's a shame that he had to go through all the hell that they're dealing with for them to finally start saying something like this. I mean, you're talking about they call them migrants, but I consider them to be nothing more than invaders. You're talking about 49 buses, pouring into one area.
Right.
And all these people, many of them have varying degrees of diseases and attitudes and all of that. And they're not coming to this country for any good reason.
Well, it wasn't just buses. They had 49 or 50 buses and a bunch of trucks, and they dumped off about 2,500 or 3,000 of these people right there. And they're poised to come across the border in different locations where they can actually just walk across.
Well, I thought that the Trumpster was putting was bringing more soldiers in that neck of the woods. And
he is. He is. And we're running out of time. He is, and we'll have to talk about it on the weekend show. He is, but they'll have to be armed to be able to do anything. All right, we'll talk to you on a weekend show, friend.
All right, take care. Bye.
All right, Ron Edwards, ronedwards.com, the Edwards Notebook guy, and we'll be right back with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Political turmoil for Democrats continues to grip the state of Virginia amid fierce calls for Virginia's Democratic Governor Ralph Northam to resign after a racist photo surfaces from his medical school yearbook in the 80s. There are allegations against the Democratic Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax, accused of sexually assaulting a woman 15 years ago. And now the Democratic Attorney General Mark Herring has admitted to wearing blackface when he was a student in college. Democratic U.S. Senator Mark Warner of Virginia.
I'm
shocked and incredibly disappointed. This has been an awful week for Virginia.
The U.S. is demanding Venezuela allow humanitarian aid to enter the troubled country as soldiers there have blocked a bridge to stop a shipment from entering. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
When I found out I had diabetes a while back, I thought, hey, this isn't going to get better unless I really make a fundamental change. And along with that, I got on board with Balance of Nature. So I'm going to do a lot of things right, but I think I can't tell you how good it feels to have some of the issues that I was dealing with completely gone.
Every winter, I usually get a really bad laryngitis, cold. I didn't get it this past year. I don't know if it's a coincidence, but I didn't get it this year at all.
Use discount code USA for 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies with free shipping. This offer is going to end between now and February, so act fast. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
And don't forget, you can also call the National Aviation Academy at 1-800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080 to find out more about them. Well, sitting in studio right now, we've got Bo. Good morning, Bo.
Good morning.
And I've already got a question for you. How about that?
All right.
All right. We've got a gentleman by the name of Bill, and he says that I know all about your area down there. I want to come down. I want to be an aviation maintenance tech. However, I want to do work overseas because I'm looking to make the big bucks right off the bat. And he heard all about the six-figure salary and that. He said, is there any guarantee that I could wind up working for a military contractor to be able to do that?
You know, that's a good goal to have. You come down to National Aviation Academy, we'll give you the proper training, get you the proper certifications and all. But unfortunately, there is no way that National Aviation Academy can guarantee you a job with a specific employer.
That's like luck of the draw, right?
When those employers come in to do recruiting events, and even the ones that don't come to do the recruiting events, there are multiple jobs available outside of the United States. But there's just no way we can guarantee that. I mean, obviously, it's all based on the employer's needs, the individuals that are looking for the jobs, and what kind of qualifications the employers or the government contractor is looking for. You know, is there opportunity? Yes. Is there a possibility you can do that? Absolutely. But there's no way we can guarantee that you can get on to a government contract overseas anywhere in this world.
Now, I've got a question here. It's not a question. It's a statement, I guess, from Sandy in Atlanta. She says, hey, Captain, I appreciate you and everything you're doing on the program, and tell Bo hello for me. I've got a friend who's an aviation maintenance tech for Delta, and he did go to the school down there. He's up here in Atlanta right now. And the thing he loves the most about it is not only is he working in Atlanta where he lives, he also has tremendous benefits. Why don't people talk about the tremendous benefits that these guys have more?
Well, you know, the aviation industry, because it's such a varied industry, depending on the types of employers that you can work on, the benefit packages vary greatly. You know, the major air carriers have very good benefit packages. The typical medical, vacation, you know, retirement accounts, things like that. But also, you know, there's outstanding travel benefits when it comes to flights, hotel savings, and things like that. They're partners up with a lot of different airlines that you can fly on for reduced rates or free, and they also partner up with a lot of hotels, so there's a lot of travel benefit with it. But it all depends on the employer. So we try to put a broad spectrum out there, because we don't want to guarantee somebody something or give the perception that we're guaranteed that you're going to get this type of benefit package or you're going to get that type of benefit package. That's solely between the employee and the employer and the job they choose to go to. But the benefits are fantastic.
And we've got Al up in Nebraska, who asked once before about age restrictions. You know, he's a little bit older, getting ready to retire in the not-too-distant future from what he's doing. He says, I still got a few more good years left in me. He says, what's the chances of being able to get a job back up here in Nebraska where I live with one of the aircraft companies?
I would imagine if you have some aviation facilities up there, they're probably like everybody else in the United States. They're looking for employees.
Well, Omaha would be the one I'm thinking about.
Sure, and
or Lincoln.
You know, I'm not terribly familiar with who's located within Nebraska, you know, but if there's an aviation company there, I'm pretty sure they're probably looking for employees, because the industry as a whole is such in demand right now for well-trained aviation maintenance technicians. As far as age goes, we have students currently enrolled at our campus down here in Clearwater, Florida, that are, you know, 40-plus, 50-plus years old. So I don't think it's really a problem.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, we are talking to Bo with the National Aviation Academy. Now, if you want to call and ask a question, 877-969-8600. Otherwise, these questions I'm getting are coming off the Facebook page for the Captain's America Third Watch. That's the Captain's America Third Watch. Go over to the sidebar where it says message. Send me a message, and it pops right up here in front of me. So that's how we're getting these questions. Now, again, Bo, 14 months. Walk me through the training of 14 months.
So the 14-month, 2,000-hour aviation maintenance technology program, that's going to get you all the basic qualifications for you to be able to take your FAA-required examinations. So we're going to get you through the general subjects, 420 hours of the general subjects, 763 hours of power plant subjects, and 817 hours of airframe subjects. At the end of each one of those courses, you will take a course evaluation. If you pass that course evaluation to the standard that we have set, then you'll be able to take your written. You'll be able to take your written FAA exams, and then you take your oral and practical examinations with a designated maintenance examiner. So the process is pretty condensed. It's fairly fast-paced. It's 2,000 hours in a 14-month period, so it is a full-time job. You know, you're going to spend, you know, probably dedicate about 40 hours minimum of your week to National Aviation Academy and the studies that we have going on there.
And for the guys and gals that are actually working part-time or full-time in the daytime, you have daytime classes, you have nighttime classes. It's a little different up in Massachusetts at Concord. Tell us about that.
So down here in Clearwater, Florida, we have day and night classes. Our day classes start at 7:30 in the morning and go to 3 in the afternoon, Monday through Friday. Our night classes start at 4:30 in the afternoon and go to 11:40 at night, Monday through Friday. Up at our Concord, Massachusetts campus, we are only currently running one shift, and we only run one program up there, and that is our Aviation Maintenance Technology Program. And that shift is offered from 7:30 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon, Monday through Friday.
But you're expanding. Are you expanding your facilities up there?
Yes, we are trying to add programs and expand that facility up there. You know, there is a lot of interest in the Northeast United States. You know, it's blue collar community in the Northeast United States. You know, hard working individuals. So there's opportunity up there, and aviation. There are a lot of aviation companies up there in the Northeast United States also.
And we've got. Let's see here. We've got a question coming from Webb, and Webb says that he's in Binghamton, New York. He said, obviously, Massachusetts would be closer for me. I'd love to be in the weather down there in Florida, but it would be a simple case of whether or not I wanted to spend time in my native area until I got out of the class. Now, again, he's asking a question about financial aid. He says, I'm not a veteran, but I'm assuming you have student aid.
Yes, absolutely. We have a full service financial aid department. Being a veteran, a regular student that's searching out just Title IV funds and access to federal or state funds, you know, we can walk you through that process. So any type of financial aid question, if you give National Aviation Academy a call, we'll put you in contact with a financial aid rep that'll be able to assist you to answer all your questions.
Okay, and here's an interesting question coming in here right now. Let me find out who this is from. This is from Carl. Carl says, I'm the son of a veteran, and I qualify for GI Bill benefits, being the son of a combat KIA veteran. How would I go about doing that at National Aviation Academy?
Just contact National Aviation Academy, get in touch with the admissions representative. That admissions representative will put you in contact with one of our certifying officials for VA benefits, and we'll help you walk through the process to secure those benefits and find out exactly which ones you're eligible for, because under the VA education program, there's several types out there, and dependents can utilize the parents' benefits in a lot of instances, but it's on a case, you know, we have to look at your particular situation. So contact us, get in touch with one of our financial aid reps, and we'll help you walk through the process.
And by the way, Carl, I don't know how old you are, but obviously there's no age too young. What would you take them, 17, 18?
No, in our program, we'll allow you to enter into the program at 16 years old, depending on if you want to go to the Aviation Maintenance Professional Program or the AAS program or the AMT program. But in order to take your FAA exams, you must be 18 years old in order to get that certification at time of testing.
Okay, that's Bo, and Bo will be back with us right after we get done talking in our next segment here. If you got any questions, send them to me off the Facebook page, the Captain's America Third Watch, or give us a call at 877-969-8600. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com. For a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind, EscapeRightNow.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, and when you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Now, again, today, we're going to have patchy fog before 9 a.m. Otherwise, it's going to be sunny with a high near 80 degrees today. Southeast winds 5 to 7 miles an hour. Tonight, late tonight, tomorrow morning, after 4 a.m., more patchy fog. Otherwise, mostly clear with a low around 61 and a high again tomorrow up near 80 degrees. For the next few days, we're going to be near the 80s and right into the weekend, I might add. Now, today, the winds will be southeast, changing to the west, 5 to 10 knots. The seas 1 to 2 feet. We'll have a light chop. Gulf water temperature 61 degrees. The bay water temperature 64 degrees. Our high tide was at 2:35 a.m. Our low tide coming at 9:43 a.m. And remember, the Freedom Boat Club is not only just part of the group that you hear me talking about across the country. They are the largest individual franchise of all the 168 franchises across the country that are in the Freedom Boat Club. Now, you can join the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay right here in my backyard, and you can become either an economy plan member, which is the 5-day-a-week plan, Monday through Friday, and you get $1,000 off
The one-time entry fee, if you're a veteran or if you're a first responder, active or retired, and if you're in the medical profession, do some sort of work in the medical profession, you also wind up with an extra $500 or a total of $1,500 off your one-time entry fee. Now, that's the five-day-a-week plan. Seven-day-a-week plan, which is the most popular, same thing. Reciprocity all through the system. First month of member dues are free. And again, that's the one-time entry fee, less the $1,000. And if you are a veteran or a active duty military or a first responder, active or retired, or you work in a medical profession, that's $1,500 off that. Or if you just want to join the seasonal plan, that's fine too. Join the seasonal plan. And no problemo there, as they say. You can join for a month or two or three, whatever the situation might happen to be. But again, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, give them a call, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, that's 855-FREEDOM, and the website, freedomboatclubtampabay.com. Tell them the captain sent you, and it'll open up the doors wide open to a great boating adventure. All right, one last little thing here. The president's speech the other night, talking about greatness. You know, I don't know about you, but I'd rather be great than not great, and I would rather remember what the president said and how he said it. It's not a Republican agenda or a Democratic agenda that we're trying to do here. It's an American agenda. It's about being an American first, and everything else comes after that. And we kind of somewhere along the line in the last 30 years got our priorities screwed up. Because what unites most of our citizens isn't a political party. It's the complete awe and frustration at Washington's decades of dysfunction. Now, think about this for a minute. Because what happens is people get sick and tired of the same old, same old. So the polls that came out the night of the speech, 76% in a CBS poll approved of the president's speech. 97% Republicans, 30% Democrats, 57% Independents, and a full 82% of Independents endorsed President Trump's message. Hey, if you're a Democrat, you better be looking at that. You better be looking at that. By the way, one last little promotion here.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, don't forget about my friends down there in Sarasota, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, too, because Dominic's spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, right there with a big old red, white, and blue Uncle Sam and the American flag, too. All their blinds, blades, shutters, and all that made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, and Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. I want you to stop by, see Jill and the gang in the store. Always remember to tell them the captain's sent you. And don't forget to wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks when you see them out around town. And remember that all military and first responders get a 10% discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 for more information. All righty. Back to Mr. Bo, who's been sitting here patiently while I did all of that. The National Aviation Academy, how often do you have new classes?
At National Aviation Academy's Clearwater campus, we start a class roughly every 5 weeks. We're going to start a night class on February 11th, and then roughly 5 weeks after that, we'll start a day class. At our campus up in Concord, Massachusetts, we start a class every 10 weeks. So roughly we have 10 class starts a year down here in Florida, and we have 5 class starts a year up in Massachusetts.
And Stephen, who is in Naples, Florida, listening to us as he's coming up I-75 right now. He's driving a truck. He says, Captain, I'm mechanically inclined. I used to work in a repair shop. I'm 37 years of age. I'm very much interested, but I am a driver. Being a driver sometimes means you might not be there where you're supposed to be all the time because you're at the beck and will of whatever. Sure. How about being on time? How many days do you get to call off, or can you go like at night if you can't go in the daytime, that sort of thing?
Under our current Federal Aviation Administration approved curriculum, you must be in attendance for all hours and you must pass all academics. We do not do any online courses currently, so you must be present for all hours and all academics. If you miss any time, it has to be made up on a one-for-one basis. Depending on the job you work, you have to dedicate essentially 14 months of your life to the program to get through the Aviation Maintenance Technology Program, or 21 months for the Aviation Maintenance Professional Program.
He drives for FedEx. He goes airport to airport. And, of course, he's at the beck and whim of the airplane. If the airplane's late, then he's late.
Sure. We do have students that currently work for companies such as FedEx and similar to those companies. But they're not driving trucks necessarily. So they're working in the warehouses, things like that. So their schedule's a little more set. So give us a call. If you're really interested, give us a call and we'll have to sit down and really talk to you about your schedule and see what it really looks like. Can you change your schedule for a short period of time as you go through the program? You know, these are all questions we can help figure out.
Now, again, we're running out of time here. Got about a minute left. National Aviation Academy, two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. Then we've got the location here in Clearwater, which is at US 19 and Almerton Road, right there in the northeast corner. As you get off the ramp, it's on the north side to the right, the big red, white, and blue building, correct?
Correct. You know, we also have a hangar facility at the St. Pete Clearwater Airport.
Hi.
At Pi, and we have a hangar facility up in Massachusetts, out in Stowe Minuteman Airfield also.
Now, the other thing is I go by that hangar a lot out there, and I'll see them wheeling an aircraft in, an aircraft out, a helicopter in, a helicopter out. I've seen some of your corporate aircraft go in there. I don't know if they're just tearing them apart or what they're doing. But then I've seen private aircraft going in and out of there, too.
Yeah, we sit right on the corner of the airfield. All of our aircraft come into our training program are strictly for training purposes. We don't do any maintenance for any private owners or anything like that. The private corporate aircraft that you see coming and going are probably coming to one of the FBOs that sits right next to us. You know, so it looks like they're on our facility, but all of our aircraft are strictly for a training basis.
So, winding things up here, folks, if you want to get a hold of the National Aviation Academy, all you got to do is give them a call at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. And if you ask for Bo, you'll get Bo. And if you just take the information, do me one favor. Schedule the tour. Go see what they're all about. Bo, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, and folks, I'll be back tonight with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Be careful up there in the Northland. Snow coming across I-40 all the way up to the Great Lakes, and it's going to go east. So be careful. I'll see you all tonight. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.